Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Donna Williams joins us now, Professor of Public Health and Director in the Louisiana Cancer Prevention and Control Program for the LSU Health for LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Great to talk with you again, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We appreciate it. We tend to say breast cancer and use it as a catch-all term, but there are different types of breast cancer, correct?
That's correct, but the vast majority of them are what we would consider a very common breast cancer that most of us know someone who's had. There are rare breast cancers, and there are families that have higher risk, but for most people, it's a general risk. It's a very curable cancer.
I was going to ask you about that. What kind of inroads have been made when it comes to breast cancer, both awareness and treatment?
Well, let's talk about treatment. Again, the vast majority of breast cancers are what we would consider a very common breast cancer. And when detected early, the cure rates are upward of 90%. And the treatment is a process. There would be surgery where the small lump would be removed and a little bit of the tissue around it. And then radiation therapy, which is where x-rays are just focused on the area to kill any remaining cancer cells that were missed for a few weeks. And then hormonal therapy, which is just a pill to block the hormones that the cancer would feed on. So in the big scheme of things, it's a little bump in the road. It's a process, but again, completely curable.
So the reason I mentioned awareness, because to me, Doctor, that goes to early diagnosis, right?
Yeah. Yes. And if you don't mind, I'll tell you a story.
I would love it.
In 1990, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was getting her regular mammograms, which is the best way to detect breast cancer, and they found a small lump. And, of course, our family was very frightened and devastated at the time. I can tell you she did exactly what I just told you. She had the lump removed, she had radiation, and she had hormone therapy. She's now 88 years old and makes me go to the gym with her.
So I am very passionate
about early detection. It absolutely works.
I know breast cancer survivors myself, and obviously she has to have follow-up checkups, right? Make sure everything's still good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me,
for
women that are listening, I don't understand where the guidelines are with mammograms or when they should start or how often women should have them. And I guess it is just women or not?
Yes, there's no screening for men. Breast cancer in men is extremely rare. Of course, men should always be aware of any changes around their breasts. But for women, the vast majority of women at 40 should begin to have their mammograms. If they're average risk, they can have that every 2 years. But they should also begin discussions with their physicians, their primary care physician, to see if they have any family risk. First-degree relatives, that is, mothers, grandmothers, sisters that have had breast cancer. If anyone in the family has been diagnosed with a particular mutation that would lead them to have higher risk for the rarer breast cancers, they, of course, would be on a different track of follow-up for that. But for most women, it's start at age 40.
So when you talk about genetic predisposition, is there some kind of, I don't know, blood test or something that could be taken that would expose whether or not a woman in her 20s or 30s has this genetic predisposition toward breast cancer. And doctor, if I'm using words that are hurting myself, help me, stop me here. I don't mean to, but I'm just wondering.
Spot on. There are blood tests to look for these specific gene markers that would predispose women to these more rare breast cancers. There is, before they would even get to that point, though, there would be some questions to determine if they even have that family history that would necessitate that they get that blood test. And if there's no family history, or the only family history, or like my mother, it's a very common, regular, run-of-the-mill breast cancer, then you wouldn't need to go that route. So this would only be where there's a lot of family history of breast cancer.
And when you say first degree, that would be like mom or?
Mom, sister, even maybe grandmother.
And what about, let me take a break here. We'll pick it up when we get back. 7:50, 10 till 8, talking to Dr. Donna Williams, Professor of Public Health, Director of Louisiana Cancer Prevention and Control Programs for LSU Health New Orleans. If you all have any questions about breast cancer, I would love for you to text them in at 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along to Dr. Williams. When we come back, please no texting and driving. Traffic now, WWL.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking to our friend Dr. Donna Williams, Professor of Public Health, Director of Louisiana Cancer Prevention and Control Program for LSU Health New Orleans. Doc, let's talk about some things, preventative measures that women can take, because I'm getting a lot of texts about that, about their moms and sisters and wives, things that women can do to proactively prevent breast cancer. Is there a thing, such a thing, or things?
Absolutely, and I love that question. That's one of my favorite topics. There are things all of us can do, and the good news is this is a healthy way to live anyway. It's not just going to help with breast cancer, but it's going to make you healthier in general, and that's that good diet that's full of the, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables and fish and things like that. Reduce, you know, fats and meat and ultra-processed foods. And also get that exercise, keep your weight to a normal level. Those are all been absolutely proven to reduce the risk of breast cancer. Breastfeeding also reduces the risk of breast cancer. And breastfeeding, again, is good for your child and good for you. Same thing with, you know, that healthy lifestyle, a healthy diet and exercise is going to be good for you on a lot of levels, but will absolutely reduce your risk of breast cancer. Don't smoke. You know, keep your alcohol intake to a, you know, sort of a reasonable amount. All of those things are going to be helpful.
When it comes to treatment, Doc, it's not the same as it used to be with radical mastectomies, right?
Correct. Now it's a lumpectomy when it's detected early. It's only in this late stage disease that you have to have the radical mastectomy and then chemotherapy. For early detection, when it's found when it's small, Again, get that mammogram every 2 years. When it's found small, it's just remove the lump and a little bit of the tissue around it. Okay. So it's going to make a huge difference. And then no chemo, no nausea, no vomiting, no hair loss, none of that.
How often should women self-examine?
You should always be, well, not you, but women should always be aware of any changes to their breasts. So when you're getting dressed, you know, when you're looking in the mirror, take a look, feel around. If you feel any lumps, if you see any changes, any little dimpling, any changes to the skin, redness, things like that, then you need to check in with your doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time and your insight, and let's hope we did some good for some people. Donna Williams, Professor of Public Health, Director of Louisiana Cancer Prevention Control Program for LSU Health New Orleans. We're going to come back, talk about violent crime with Ronald Surpass. Then we'll talk with Deuce McAllister about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.